One, two, three.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. It is Shan, mama of the girls. What's up? It is Monday, September 27th, and this is episode 19. We aren't our parents, okay? We are not our parents. However you would like me to say it, I'm going to say it clear as day. As much as our parents endured growing up and with their own parents, they are not us, okay? We are parts of them genetically, but we are not them. And they raised most of us in their own way, in their best way. And now it's time for us to take control and raise our own kids. If you did not have the greatest parents, it's your turn to redeem them and yourself by raising their grandchildren in a better way. And it's time for parents today to stop being scared of that. It's time for parents today to stop trying to copy and imitate who their parents were, because we are not them. My mom is great with kids. My mom has the patience of a million fine needles in a haystack, okay? I am not her. I will never be her. I cannot reach those heights. But what I can do is my best. And my best is what I'm doing in parenting. And I would like to talk about the different ways that parents today are making better strides and decisions compared to the parents that we had. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast.
Yay!
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. I started this podcast in 2018, and since then we have grown, we have changed platforms, we have done plenty of things, and what I have added is podcast merch. So on Cozy Womb Shop, distributed by Teespring, I have different items on there, from hoodies, sweatshirts, baby clothes, mask, water bottles, mugs. I updated some merch. So if you're looking to support Cozy Womb Podcast and you would like to get some merch, it is on there, and you can find the link in the show notes. I appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for, just checking back in with me every week. I appreciate you, and thank you for sharing the show, and thank you for telling who needs to know. Now, back to the show. Back to the show.
Yay!
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
In many ways, I believe that we are not our parents because we learned how to balance our wants and needs better than our parents. We've learned how to find passion into our careers that fulfill us, and we can be the best people we need to be with our other parents of those children and raise them in a efficient way. We've learned to talk about our emotions, our fears, and our goals without feeling like the person that we're married to or their dad or their mom won't understand where I'm coming from. Fathers have become more involved. The whole notion of I love my family because I work and I provide and I make sure they have a house and that's it is long gone, okay? Some people still try to have that type of relationship in 2021, but for the most part, that's long gone. Fathers are more involved. Fathers are at home. Fathers are at our kids' games. Fathers are taking the kids to appointments. Fathers are playing with their daughters and having like tea. Fathers are posting daddy-daughter dates. Mothers are having a more involved relationship with their sons. They're getting their point of view and their perspective on who they would like to become. And it's just a more involved and healthier way of parenting that's happening right now that I don't see my father doing anything like that. You know what I'm saying? My mom has always been involved, so I think as far as like my mom doing more than she did, I don't think there's anything else that my mom could do that she didn't do already. Today, we teach our kids how to socialize in our world of technology, fast-paced living, and the reality of what's going on today. Like, you have to keep your head on a swivel. We teach our kids to protect themselves more. When I was growing up, my mom never had to teach me how to defend myself if somebody tried to pick me up. There was never a worry about me walking home with my little brother like 3 blocks away from the house. Now that's like something unheard of that I will never let the girls do. You know, maybe it's too much information on the internet and the news and everything. Maybe it's just different times and people will have less morals today and will do anything with children. And it's just the awareness of there are a lot of negative groups out here that have spiteful, malicious ideas for our children, and we have to protect them. And a lot of things that I did when I was young, like my mom allowing us to go outside at 9 a.m. and we come back at 7, and she didn't know where we were all day. She just think we were somewhere around the apartment or somewhere around the neighborhood. I can never do that with the girls. I would never feel comfortable with the girls staying at the neighbor's house for most of the day. I would never feel comfortable with the girls just being outside, and I hope they're on the playground. I hope they're crossing the street correctly. I hope they're, you know, somewhere safe. I hope there's adults around. Like, our parents raised us on a lot of hope, and today we cannot afford to raise our children on hope. Like, truthfully speaking, even sometimes when the girls are in the backyard, and I know my backyard is fenced in and the fence is high, I still get, like, mama fear goosebumps, and I have to go check the corners of the backyard for them. I have to go see, like, what's going on because they've been quiet, or I haven't heard them run and play in like 2 minutes, what's going on? So like, it's just like, dang, like I can, when do I get comfortable? When do I get comfortable in knowing where my kids are in 2021? I don't know, because we have to watch the internet, we have to watch the media, we have to watch outside, we have to watch our kids physically. Like, when Anya's outside riding her bike, I'm in the street. I am not in the house. I am not hoping she does everything that I tell her to do. I am not hoping that cars stop. I am in between her and vehicles as a possibility. Like, I could never have my mom's ease at, oh, they outside, they've been outside all day, they'll be back before such and such. Like, that is unheard of, okay? Our parents talked at us a lot when we were young, and we did what they said out of feeling threatened. not threatened like something bad is going to happen to me, they're really going to hurt me. Like, threatened like, I don't even want to know what's going to happen if I don't do this right now in this moment. Now I'll tell the girls, hey, go clean up the room, and they'll still sit there and do whatever they're doing. Or if I tell them something nicely, let me get some water. If I tell them something nicely, they'll stall and not do it. But if I yell, then that's when things get done. And I hate that I have to yell. I hate that I have to yell in order for them to move. But these new kids today, they don't make moves on the nice way that you said it. They don't make moves on the first time that you said it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something in the juice, the Capri Sun, or the cookies, or the chicken. I don't know what it is, why they try me, but they try me, right? And children that come from happy families tend to be happier adults. I've seen children that were brought up in the quote-unquote Christian household, church twice a week household. We follow the rules. We have a nice house. We drive a nice car. We don't need for nothing. They have clothes. They have nice things. We have dinner every day. We eat at the table. And those kids go completely left every time they get a chance, because it's like they're curious about what's really going on outside. And those parents are so strict that they make the child more eager to do the negative things that they've been trying to prevent them from doing. If you're honest and you're open about having a discussion about what's going on in these streets and what's going on in other people's homes and what's a possibility of harm, I just feel like with the balance of that, your child will be less likely to go towards the bad thing. They'll be aware of it. They'll be aware of the terms and discussion, and they'll be prepared for what they're supposed to do, because my mom already had a conversation about this with me. My dad already talked to me about this with me. You know, you can't raise your child in a bubble. I've had previous episodes about parents who try to raise their children in a bubble. We can't do that. All right. There is no right time to talk to your children about negative things that people do to children. And when I say children, I'm talking about ages 5 through 12, ages 13 through 19. Those are children. Yes, in some states, 18 is legal. Some states, 16 is legal. But the mind is a child, okay? And parenting, I will say, is a scary yet rewarding place, okay? As new parents, we get to decide what type of parents we want to be, what we didn't have as children that would have helped us be better people, and we get to give that to our kids. We also get to decide the things that did negatively affect us that we were around as children, that we would make sure we can protect and prevent our children from dealing with as we are adulting. So that is the reward that is always in our favor. And if we marry or have children with people who are like-minded, who value and have standards and respect on the similar level than us, then it's going to be a bit easier to raise your child in a respectable way that you can be happy with at the end of the day. But if you have children with someone who was raised as a polar opposite, and they want to raise them one way, and you want to raise them one way, and y'all are married, whew, it's going to be a problem. Or if y'all are not married and y'all live in separate households, and that child is raised in both households off and on, that's going to be a battle. You know? So that's why it's very important to be careful about who you choose to have children with. We cannot do everything for our kids. And that's okay. We can be perfect for our kids, and our kids cannot be perfect. People today wait longer to start families, and with the price of cereal being $5 a box, I get it. With the price of Pampers being almost $40 a box, I get it, right? People love showing their moves on social media. When I say their moves, like where they're going, where they're eating, where their house is, where their school is, where their kids like to play, where they like to go grocery shopping, what they do in their backyard, their brand new car. Like, all of those things are clues for other people who do not have that, that may want that, to come find you where you have that at. So we have to be very particular about where we go, what we post, and if we add locations, if we let our children be on camera and in pictures with their uniform and their school name on it. Do we want the world to see our kids' school and uniform? Do we want the world to see our kids' face and have facial recognition on technology? Like, do we want that? A lot of times now, you might get an email from schools and they'll tell you, sign this form if you would like your child's photo to be released to the public if we have any public activity. If you sign no, I do not want my child to be in any pictures that would be plastered on your website or in the school for public people to see, then they can be included in group pictures and things like that. So it's all of these policies and forms that we have to sign now to give rights and legalese to people to use our children. And that's something that I don't think my parents paid attention to with me growing up, but that's something I pay attention to. When it comes to dinner with family, I think today that's very rare. And if you do have dinner with family, it's rare that you have to sit around the table. Usually when I make dinner for the girls are the ones that sit around the table. I'm usually eating at the counter, or I don't want to eat because I spent so much time cooking, I don't have an appetite. Or I'm probably eating at my desk. I really don't eat in my room, but I too have to get better at eating with the girls at the table. It's hard because I always think, like, what could I possibly be doing while I'm eating? And sometimes you don't need to be doing anything. You know? I think more non-traditional families are on the rise. And I don't think doing things in a non-traditional way is bad. But I think there are some traditional ways in the past that were actually good for families that every family should incorporate in some way. You don't have to take everything that was old and do it the same way, but you can take some things that were good about back in the day and do it. Putting kids second to your marriage. Now, this is something I can't really speak on through experience, but I think if you married your teammate in life and y'all had y'all relationships before you had kids, I think making sure that relationship is good and sturdy is essential to being great parents. That's just me, though. If you have somebody that will back you up when you're teaching the kids or giving the kids correction, I think that will be a strong foundation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm just saying, and that's what that means. So when it comes to our parents, we love our parents. We respect our parents. Our parents are why we are here and why we have the children we have, right? But at the same time, our parents do not control what we do with our children. They do not have the last say. They do not get to bully us in how we parent. They do not get to criticize us negatively in front of our kids. And they have to respect us as parents with our children. Okay? So don't be afraid to gather these older people in a polite way and let them know, hey, that I'm allowed to fly in your house, but in this house we get to do this. And in this house we allow our kids to express themselves and say this and voice their concerns in a polite manner, and it's okay. Growth. It's all about growth, okay? This is Shan. This is Closing Room Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We are not our parents, but the goal is always to be better parents, okay? And the goal is to raise good people. So do all of those things. Have a great Monday. Peace. Bye.
Bye. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.